Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
If you were listening to this podcast whilst waiting for a flight, would you be relaxing in a premium airport lounge? No? Then start your journey with Oneworld, a leading alliance of world-class airlines. Reach top-tier status with a Oneworld member airlines frequent flyer program, and you can enjoy an array of benefits, including priority check-in and boarding, and access to nearly 700 premium airport lounges around the world. Discover more at oneworld.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Bombas presents unsolicited gifting advice. Number one, if they say not to get them anything, get them something. Two, underwear is a great gift, just not for your boss. And three, those absurdly soft Bombas socks and slippers you've been eyeing for yourself, they'll love those. And the fact that for every item you purchase, another is donated to someone who needs it, they'll love that even more.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
And welcome, everybody, to this week's exciting episode.
Help is on the way, dear.
Help is definitely on the way this week. What did you need help from?
That was just Mrs. Doubtfire. That was.
I recognised it.
That was a pretty good impression.
It wasn't bad. Yeah, it wasn't bad.
Yeah.
You'd pass as a 50-year-old woman quite well, I think.
Yeah, I think with the right prosthetics, I would.
Yeah.
I've already got the moobs, so. That'll be all right.
You got the moobs, I got the hair.
Yeah. Together, we make a 50-year-old woman.
Yeah. Perfect.
Yes.
And hair is actually on topic for today. Have you noticed that I'm actually not wearing a bandana?
I thought there was something.
First time since we started this podcast.
Yeah, I thought there was something different about you. Yeah, you're not wearing your usual bandana.
I'm not, no. Mm. There is a reason for that. It's because today I wanted to ask the question, why do men go bald?
That's a very good question.
It's a good question. It's a very personal question to me because, as you know, I did go bald, pretty much. I went really bad receding in my mid to late 30s. And I went and did something about it.
Mm.
And, well, what did I do about it? I hear you ask.
This is breaking news.
Breaking news. I went and found a guy called Mike Smith who has a business directing people to get hair transplants.
Oh, you've had a hair transplant?
I have had a hair transplant.
Oh, well, with your luscious locks now, you wouldn't know.
You wouldn't know at all. But, well, maybe a little bit if you look at the back. But but that's because it carried on falling out after I got the hair transplant. But I'm happy with my hair transplant. And I would like to introduce you to the man that gave me my hair transplant. Well, he didn't give me my hair transplant, but he arranged it. And say hello to Mike.
Hello, Mike.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you? Fantastic to have me on here. I'm very grateful.
That's good to have you on, mate. It's good to see you again. It's been a while. It's been...
Yes. It's been a while, Chris.
Pirates.
It looks lovely, by the way. It's very, very natural, I've got to say. Hair looks lovely. Hairline looks natural. Even your colleague couldn't tell it was a hair transplant, so that's a great compliment, right?
It's good, yeah. And I feel brilliant every day. I mean, I still wear my bandana because it's my trademark, but I always liked having long hair growing up in the 80s, you know, being a fan of like Guns N' Roses and Bon Jovi and all that sort of thing. Love my long hair. Absolutely. I was terrified when it started falling out. I was in bits. And Mike, I heard you actually on Popmaster on Radio 2.
Popmaster that... champion, by the way.
Yes, yeah, mate. Yeah. Come on.
And that's how I actually got hold of your website. The website for everybody at home is called getmorehair.co.uk. Is that still...
Or .com, getmorehair.com. It'll point you to it. Getmorehair.co.uk or .com.
Yeah, it's not just a UK-based thing, is it? You can apply all over the world.
That's it. We work with guys mostly in America at the minute, to be honest with you. So we are a global company.
Oh, yeah. Good on you, Mike. Good on you.
Thank you very much.
I've got to say, 5-star treatment as well.
Mm.
But obviously the reason why we've got Mike today is to try and answer this question. Why do men go bald? Because although it being a very personal thing for me, I can't figure it out. I mean, what evolutionary advantage does it have, you know, losing the hair on the top of your head, but growing more hair everywhere else, like, you know, your chest, your ears, your nose.
Your back.
Your back, yeah. And like, why? Because, I mean, surely, like, even if, like, when you look at the animal kingdom, when, like, certain animals will, like, have their mating ritual, like, say, the praying mantis, for example, when a mating's done, female bites the male's head off. He's not needed anymore, yeah?
Mm.
But I can't see why baldness relates to reproduction, because it happens at all sorts of ages, doesn't it? Doesn't it, Mike?
It does, Pirate. Well, I mean, you know, thanks for inviting me on for this subject, because as you know, I'm practically a scientist, as we've previously spoke about, when it comes to hair and anything hairy. So men, typically it's mostly men that lose their hair, that get male pattern baldness. There is female pattern baldness, but we'll put that aside. With men, it starts pretty much from when you start producing testosterone. So it can, depending on how sensitive your hair follicles are, okay, would depend upon how early you start losing your hair. Because if you're like, for example, we have guys come to us that are maybe, I don't know, 19 years old, and they may be almost completely bald. Whereas guys might not start losing their hair till later on in life, when they start getting into their 30s or late 20s, early 30s, they kind of notice it.
Or even later sometimes.
Or even later. And here's the thing. It's interesting because different ethnicities as well, there's different ratios of different ethnicities who, like, for example, people from the Afro-Caribbean, Afro-American community typically will have hair loss later on, whereas white Caucasian Europeans will have hair loss. You know, they suffer the most out of all the races, white Europeans. So it's a very interesting subject. But when it comes to evolutionary theories, I completely understand where you're coming from, Pirate, because why would you lose your hair? What benefit would that serve? Well, whilst there are no real scientific sort of full-on studies, there's a few theories and a bit of pseudoscience, which is, I guess, all I can offer today. So starting off with the first subject, if you know, have a little chat about this one, really. So what they say is that, you know, losing your hair, okay, is a sign of maturity, because it doesn't happen when you're a child. Okay, it only happens when you are a man, agreed?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So maturity, wisdom, being sage, being more responsible, being seen as an elder statesman, okay, can be seen as... especially back in the day, because we're looking at hair loss now, really. When you think about it, guys, you're talking about recently in the past 100, even 50 years. But we're talking about, you know, evolution happens over a long, long period of time, right? So
thousands of years, yeah.
This Pirate, this could be a theory. This is the main theory that's around, really, to say that it signified, you know, a kind of sagism, a kind of wisdom, a kind of distinguished look. When you think about it in nature, appearance and looks are important. I know that you understand about animal genetics, and there are certain different animal traits that you want, or that other animals, I mean, you may have two animals, put them together, and, you know, this one wants the skank, but it wants the skank because there's something about it genetically. And so appearance is very important. And that is really, that's the first theory. So, I mean,
I kind of get that. It's like, I was trying to think the other day about a similar sort of thing that happens in the animal kingdom. And the closest one that I could get was the silverback gorilla. Now, in a troop of gorillas, only the alpha male will turn silverback. Yeah, or there may be other males in the group, but they don't actually get that trait unless they are the alpha. And I wondered if hair loss was somewhat similar to that, but I just don't really sort of see it, because you see it happening, like you say, in all ages. As soon as people produce testosterone, they can start losing their hair. I've had friends that are literally like 20 years old that were had even worse hair loss than I did at 40. I don't see how turning a man ugly at such a young age is an evolutionary advantage, you know? I mean, the guy still wants to mate. Yeah. You know?
But I mean, how many times, Pirate, have you heard women say bald men are sexy?
Yes.
Not many, but they do.
It is a thing. So your opinion and their opinion, you don't know. I mean, I speak to lots of guys, I speak to lots of women, and especially women with their men, they'll say, oh, I prefer bald guys. I think bald men are sexy. Orangutans also, I believe, Pirate. Orangutans actually go through a physiomorphic, they go through an actual change which changes their whole body.
Yes, they do.
They become like an alpha or something. They grow, but they look disgusting. They end up looking like Jabba the Hutt.
They do, yeah.
And what I'm saying is you don't, I mean, it's a tricky one. I mean, you know, another theory is thermoregulation. So what they say...
that, but people go bald in cold countries as well.
Okay, so what they're saying is back in the day when we was out hunting for food, to not have hair anywhere, like to have least hair was more of an advantage, because what would happen is your body would naturally create more vitamin D. Okay, so now you're creating more vitamin D. Again, it's another evolutionary trait. And then there's another theory that it's just some sort of evolutionary drift. So, for example, have human beings at some point got more muscular? Because when you get more muscular or you get more aggressive, you get more testosterone. Testosterone is the number one enemy of hair follicles. Well, it's the dihydrotestosterone. It's the conversion testosterone into diet. That's what's affected. And, you know, so there's that. There are quite a few different factors. But, I mean, for my money, I think I've got my own personal theory on this, guys. Right? I've got my own personal theory. And you might think it's rubbish. I don't know. So, long story short, I think that... think of it like this. You know, not talking about very, very old men, but I'm talking about men in their 30s, okay? Men in their, you know, early 30s. You know,
Josh's age.
Right. Okay. So you're worldly guys, yes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Them chaps, you've lived a life. You've had success. You've got your, you know, you got your proverbial together, and everything's good. Okay. Then you've got the young punks out there. Okay. And these young punks, you know, they're just young punks, young kids that come out of college, and you know, but they've got looks, but they're just young punks. Well, you know, if nature allowed all of the really older guys to come along and steal all of these younger women from these young pups, right, there would be no, it would mess up the equilibrium. So it could be a thing that nature has thrown at older men to stop them, to say, look, you're going to be done. Because women have a biological clock. Men don't. We can reproduce at any age. Women can't. Women, when they go through menopause, what, late 30s, early 40s, this sort of...
any time from that point on,
any time, right? But men don't. We can pop them out whenever we want. You look at Rod Stewart, you look at these, you know...
Mick Jagger had a kid, didn't he?
Mick Jagger, right? So, I mean, you know, I think it could be something that's, you know, that's been put in place to kind of scupper, you know, any kind of messing around with the natural order of life. But then it could just be, you know, a byproduct of us having bigger muscles. I mean, there's lots of theories, Chris. I know one thing. I had a hair transplant because I worked.
Sorry. Yeah, the muscle theory is actually, it's interesting to me. Because if you go back to hunter-gatherer times, men were generally slimmer in build just naturally. And women would prefer that because a slimmer man is more agile, more capable of being a hunter or a gatherer. Mm-hmm. Whereas, like, a bulky man, they might be very strong, but they are actually less desirable because they were...
Not as good looking as slim blokes.
Well, they weren't as good as providers.
Exactly that, right? Exactly that.
And yet nowadays we have completely different social structures that organise that. You know, we grow up, we get jobs. You go into a job that might be sitting at a desk, or it might be building buildings, you know. And people have different physiques for that. And this has been sort of gradually happening for centuries, hasn't it, really? This transition going from, like, hunter-gatherers into farmers into industry, and now we're in the technological age. How is that going to change things going forwards? Is it going to mean that, like, evolutionary, we're not going to need hair at all in the future? Maybe in a couple of hundred years, we might all look like grey aliens or something, you know?
Well, here's the thing, Pirate, there is a conspiracy theory. I don't know if you guys are into conspiracy theories.
Oh, are we just?
Yeah. Some more than others, but, you know.
Oh, okay, Big Pharma. Yeah, you've heard of Big Pharma, right? Ooh. Big Pharma produce finasteride. Big Pharma produce minoxidil. Minoxidil and finasteride are the two most effective anti-hair loss treatments forever. There's nothing before, there's nothing after, there's nothing since. To hold on to your hair, you can take biotin, saw permetra as a mold effect, but finasteride is the governor, and minoxidil is number two. And if you combine them together, you know, they reckon that's the key. Well, you know, in who's interested is it for more guys to go bald? You know, why do guys go bald genetically? It's one in four men that go bald. You know, we're getting more bald. Baldness is happening more, you know, than it's ever happened. Yeah. So there is a conspiracy theory out there that is Big Pharma that, you know, for whatever is going on,
maybe the conspiracy is, like, in every sugar pill and every paracetamol and every ibuprofen, there's a chemical that possibly, like you say, maybe lifts the testosterone in the body, causing baldness so that they can sell more of the minoxidil and you know, these other...
Exactly. I went to the doctors the other day for a pain in my neck, and they tried to give me an antidepressant, and I was like,
"What?"
You know, I don't remember coming in.
You must have been complaining fairly.
It can also be used as an antidepressant, but it's for nerve pain, and I was like, "I don't know. Thanks, I'm all right." You know, so it's not an unheard of thing for Big Pharma to do slippery things. And like you say, you know, there's a lot of, you know, I take blood pressure medication. You know, having higher blood pressure. If you have a hair transplant and you got high blood pressure, it's a no-no, because that can cause more hair loss.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So there's a lot of mitigating factors that will cause hair loss, and hair thinning. You know, as guys get older, we naturally lose our hair. Even if you haven't got male pattern baldness, all men will go thinner statistically as they get older. So it does happen, you know, but like you say, what evolutionary purpose from a beneficial standpoint would it have? And all I can think of is, like you say, with the silverback, when the silverback changes and it signifies a certain, you know, presence. Yeah. I mean, hey, The Rock is bald. Bruce Willis is bald, right? Jason Statham is bald. You can't say that women don't find these men sexually attractive, because they certainly do.
Yeah, obviously.
So it is. There is even a bold, there's a bold, like one of these, you know, influencers that's like, we're bald and proud.
Bald is beautiful.
John Travolta shaved all of his hair recently, because John Travolta wore wigs. So Nicolas Cage wears wigs. You'll see him. See, what you'll find is, especially with the celebrities, they'll do a movie part. They'll have they don't call it a wig, they call it a hair prosthetic. They'll have a hair prosthetic.
Yeah.
Quite like that. They've got more money than God, so they'll have their little hair prosthetic put on, and they'll keep it on, and then they can style it off. Oh, I'm doing a new movie, or whatever, this, that, and the other.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how they kind of dealt with it in Hollywood, to my understanding. And then now John Travolta has just gone, I've had enough, shaved it completely off and gone with it. And John Travolta looks good.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't know. Bald men are sexy. I know you don't think so, Chris.
Well, no, there's arguments for and against it, isn't it? At the end of the day, it doesn't matter if I think bald men are sexy or not, because I've nothing against it, but I'm not gay. I'm not looking for a man. I have a girlfriend, and I'm sure there's plenty of women out there that do find, like you say, bald men are sexually attractive to them, particularly maybe with that the maturity thing. Obviously, as you get older, like... Well, for me, even looking at women, younger women, the older you get, you kind of put an age limit on how young you would go because you just don't feel like you could catch up with them anymore, you know? I wouldn't go out with a 20-year-old because I don't want to spend all my Friday nights out in a nightclub until 4 o'clock in the morning because I don't think I could handle that anymore. Mm. So, yeah, I mean, I think maturity and baldness does kind of go hand in hand, doesn't it?
Well, Pirate, look at a good example. You guys, I'm guessing, must have watched Star Trek Next Gen.
I did.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, you're aware of Star Trek Next Gen,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, Jean-Luc Picard, Starship, is the captain. A lot of people see him as the definitive captain, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think he's the man.
Yeah, too, right.
Would you have liked him as much if he'd have had a kind of beatnik, hippie... hairstyle?
Nah, it wouldn't
would
work.
Would you have not liked him, but would you have respected him as who he was? Because with the British accent and the bald hair and the very slender appearance, he gave off that kind of vibe. If he'd have had sort of longer hair, you know, would you have given him the same? Would he have had the same? So there is an argument to say that baldness is a plus. It does have a genetic trait. Mm. It does have a positive thing.
I agree with you that if we're talking in Star Trek terms, definitely Captain Picard, as a bald middle-aged man, definitely had more authority over Captain Kirk, who was pretty much just a sex symbol, really, wasn't he?
Yep.
And, yeah, I think there is something there to that, definitely. But... why baldness? Why?
also, pirate, it will signify authority and it signifies that you need to pay attention. Think about in Hollywood, you know, you think about some of the, you know, some of the baddies, okay? You had Dr. Evil, he was bald.
Yeah.
Kojak was a badass, he was bald, right?
Oh, you're going back from some years there, Mike.
There was a James Bond, you know, a bald guy.
Kingpin from Spider-Man and Daredevil.
Kingpin, bald, right? So it signifies power. It signifies seriousness. And I think that if guys are losing their hair and they're not having a hair transplant, when they shave their hair off, it does give them a look of authority. And if you looked at that as an evolutionary trait, because the way I understand it is this, is evolution, not everything survives, not everything, you know, we've got, you know, what have we've got bits and bobs that just don't do anything on our body, right? What?
Oh, like your appendix and stuff. Like, right. Yeah.
Certain things that we just don't need, certain things. And evolutionary, it's just one of them things. And I think that it could be one of them. But I do think that it's going to be one of the things that's going to be completely eradicated in the next 10 years, because where there's been such a rise in hair loss treatment, and but there's always been an interest in curing baldness. Okay. Yeah. But like now guys are getting hair transplants and they're looking at this multi-billion dollar industry. If someone had a one and done fix, there you go. You know, that's going to be the big thing. And what they're looking at now is hair cloning. Hair cloning is the next big thing that they're going for. So, for example, you come in, you're losing your hair. We take you, we look you under the microscope, go, okay, pirate, you're going to need, realistically, 9,000 grafts. 10,000 grafts, let's say, a stupid amount.
I had 4,500, I think it was.
There you go. We're going to do it in stages. We'll do it in, say, three stages over, you know, 2-3 years. The beauty of hair cloning and where it's going is, you're with that side of the science, is you're not going to need, you're not going to run out of supply material. So what guys tend to do when they have hair transplants, I don't know if you know this as a hairy man, he's very hairy, your partner, by the way.
Oh, he is, yeah. Yeah. I don't think he's ever going to suffer from hair
loss.
I've
been told by several hairdressers I have a good set of hair on me and I've got no worries of going bald. That's what they say.
I think you're right.
So they said I'm more likely to go grey in my old age than lose my hair.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front payment equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes in details.
So,
very interesting. Very interesting, mate. I mean, I've not gone grey neither. I'm nearly 50. God knows. I don't know why.
No way. You're nearly 50.
I am 50 next year, man. I don't know why I haven't gone grey.
Crikey, I didn't think he was that old, Mike. I thought he was just like maybe a couple of years older than me.
I'm old as donkey balls, man. I am. I'm old.
Oh, you look good for your age, mate.
Well, thank you very much. And it's, but like I said, it's one of them things that also a very interesting thing, fact to talk about is when men have a hair transplant, the standard thing that it will do for you, if you have had recession, it will take 10 years off your age.
Oh, definitely.
And that, you, like, as universally recognised. So again, looking at the evolutionary, looking at the what we're talking about when it comes to being powerful, being a statesman, being noticed evolutionary, you know, to look older, you know, as soon as you lose your hair, you do look older.
Definitely,
you instantly look older.
Hmm.
But I wasn't, I mean, it bothered me, it affected me massively, and I couldn't put up with it. And then I never forget, I was watching this morning, I was unemployed at the time, so I was watching this morning, obviously. And, there was a guy on there, an American surgeon that had brought this, he'd done some deal with this British celebrity guy. And this celebrity guy was more or less completely bald. And when he took his hat off, it was like, I mean, it was literally like, wow. Now it turns out that he had taken liberties with growing it long and combing it over and hair fibers and fixing it in place. But still, he had hair. And I remember seeing it, thinking, this is it. This is for me. I've got to get it done. Mm. And like I said, it's not perfect. They're never perfect. That's the thing with hair transplants. They're never perfect. But I would rather have mine than not have mine. And made me feel more youthful, man.
Same here, man. I said to you the other day when we spoke on the phone, the crown of my head has gone a little bit thinner than when I first had it done. But that's obviously because I hadn't lost it all when I had the transplant, and since then, in the 5 years since I had it done, you know, the rest of the hair's fallen out, and my crown is kind of, it's probably as bad as it's going to get. I can't imagine it'll get any worse now because of the transplant, and my own personal confidence, you can't measure that, you know, the effect that it had on me, just like. Because I used to dread the summer, when it gets really hot and I have to take my bandana off and tie my hair back, and I just got this horrible like widow's peak at the above my forehead, and the hair there was not healthy hair. It was more like pubic hair than anything. You know, it wouldn't grow very long. I couldn't get it into the ponytail like the rest of it. And it just looked terrible, knocked my confidence to hell. And then as soon as I came to see you and got the hair transplant, even though you have to shave your head and stuff. Like, in fact, I did something quite clever with mine, didn't I? Do you remember, Mike?
Yes, go on.
Because obviously when you go for a hair transplant, they make you shave your entire head because they need to work with just stubble. They can't replace hair when it's 2 meters long, you know? So they have to shave your head to stubble. I got them to leave a strip of hair above, going from above one ear all the way around the back of my head, just at the top of the donor zone.
Didn't you? I remember you told me about it.
Yeah, I did. And they left it, and they just literally just tied it up with elastic bands, did the hair transplant, obviously shaved above the top of my head and the back and the sides, and just left this little strip. And then when I got back home, I put my bandana on, let my hair down, and you couldn't even tell that I'd had anything done. And for a year, I walked around and nobody even knew that I'd had a hair transplant. They all thought I'd still got long hair.
Crazy. And do you know what? A lot of people, it's weird. When they ring me up and they say, I'm looking to get my hair done, the first thing they say was when can it go back to being normal? And I say, I don't think no one's going to notice. I was a professional singer for 22 years. And I was doing sort of the same venues maybe 2-3 times a year. And I remember when I first turned up, maybe 2 weeks after I'd had it done, I looked like I'd just come from sort of chemotherapy. It looked terrible. No one said nothing. And my ego was so bruised because I was like no one's, they just don't notice. You, in your own mind, respectfully, you think you're so much more important than you actually are. People just don't really notice. They don't notice, man. Mm. And I hear it from so many people, the same thing about, you know. But I vividly remember when you come to me. I mean, one of the things I remember saying to you at the time was, you know, if you lost your teeth, you wouldn't walk around without your front teeth. So why do guys feel there is any kind of stigma attached with getting your hair replaced?
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
In the UK, it's not a thing. It's quite trendy now, guys. I mean, and this is the problem that we're having. Young guys are coming and they're wanting stuff done that is akin to big lips. I won't get involved in that.
Because you're trying to sort problems, not do ridiculous body modifications.
I want a good reputation. We want, you know, if you look at our Instagram and you look at our results, it all looks fantastic. You see guys that have this kind of really sort of ridiculous. We had a guy come through, right? I won't say who he was, but he was an actor, Disney Channel. And he's had a hair transplant done and it is so low. And it is so pluggy, there is literally, because when you have a hair transplant, they cannot implant into your forehead muscles, your wrinkles. So it has to go above it. So there's obviously a natural line above there. So you can see mine's maybe a finger above, you know, where the kind of dent in the top of my
forehead. Okay.
This guy's was there and it was super pluggy. And, you know, there's nothing you can do for him. That's finished. So I'm a big believer in, I think your appearance is important. I don't think you have to be. See, here's the other thing that I've noticed. See, I've been very, very obese as well. At one point I was sort of 23 and a half stone. So I was just huge. Grief. And I was bald, right? And I found it easier to navigate life with hair, without weight loss. I'm still a big guy, but I mean, I don't think you'd look at me and go, oh, he's clown fat. You know, I'm just a... You know,
clown right, yeah.
But I was clown fat, do you know what I'm saying? And like, I was trying to do business deals and you had to get past this super fat, bald, weird guy with weird hair before you could hear the message, because as human beings. And then, you know, when we go back to the beginning of the conversation about evolution and how subconscious works, you look at someone and you're focused on certain things. Do you know what I mean?
If a big fat bald
guy walks in, respectfully, you're just focusing on he's a big fat bald. A lot of people, I mean, you've got to be a superhuman being to go, oh, I don't see colour and I don't see fat and I don't see this, because we all do.
Yeah, everybody's got a certain amount of that in them, don't they?
Exactly, Pirate. But I felt it was a really big thing that was really holding me back. And I remember saying that to my wife, and she said, oh, it's in your head. When I had my hair transplant and I lost all of the weight, my success doubled, trebled. Even things like the singing, I was getting twice the amount of work because I looked better on a poster and I looked better when I was out. And people just, it weren't like they were swooning over me, obviously, but they weren't sitting there going on some. Who was on tonight? I was a fat bald geezer who's he was a good singer, but they will focus on that first.
Oh, definitely. Particularly in show business, you have to have that look, don't you, about you? Otherwise, like you say, you're going to get half the work of the next guy that does look like what they want, you know?
Can I play devil's avocado for a second?
Yeah.
Right? Now, I've got a mate, you know him, Big T, Big Tone.
Yeah.
Right? He's the baldest person I know.
Yes.
But he has a glorious goatee. Now, he used to be a boxer, and he's a very stocky lad, you know? I wouldn't say he's fat or anything like that. He is, like, in stature, he's just a very big, stocky lad. You know, he's over 6 foot.
Yeah.
Now, I've seen pictures of him with hair when he was younger.
Yeah.
And even now, he does not look right with hair. Like, he suits being bald and...
Yeah, no, I know what you mean, actually. I can't imagine seeing Tony with hair.
And I think when I see him and hang out with him, like it suits his presence and his look, if that makes sense. So what you were saying about appearance and things, if he had hair, I mean, maybe I'm a little bit biased because I've only really known him without hair, but I honestly do think that there's some rare people like Big T out there that if they had hair, I think that would be more noticeable. So like what you were saying, Mike, I think people, because I've seen him with long hair and things from pictures, and it just doesn't look right. So I think the appearance of him being bald actually adds to him and his character and his personality, if that makes sense. So just playing devil's advocate there. Some people...
I mean, I'll be honest with you, I think The Rock looks better bald.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, in fairness, yeah, he does.
No, he does. You're right there, yeah.
No, would Butterbean be as menacing if he had long blonde hair?
No, Butterbean certainly would not be more menacing.
But interestingly enough, Hulk Hogan went sober. I mean, Hulk Hogan is bald completely. He's a Norwood 7. So Hulk Hogan, fun fact, you see the hair underneath his that comes down the back. He has a bandana or a do-rag, and then he has this thing here. These are hair extensions.
Oh, it's not actually his own hair.
Hair extensions, man. They're all hair extensions. So what Hulk Hogan has got is a tiny little strip, like my dad. My dad's a complete natural Norwood 7. My dad's got a little strip of fluff, which is what Hulk Hogan's got. He's just got fluff, 9 hairs and a nit, as we would say. He's just got a bit of fluff and he has extensions. Another thing that causes hair loss, interestingly enough, is steroids. And when you get these guys, like we've been working with a lot of wrestlers, and some wrestlers will, I don't know if you've ever heard this, they'll indulge in, you know, some of the performance enhancing supplements, right?
It has been mentioned.
Yeah. And again, I've no judgment on that, because if I'm going to watch wrestling, I don't want to watch two, respectfully, I don't want two skinny geezers. I want to watch two monsters.
You want meat.
Yeah, absolutely.
Listen, if they've been having special Stardust on their shreddies in the morning and an extra Weetabix, I ain't really worried about that. Do you know what I'm saying? But it does affect the hair. It affects their hair. So I had one guy come to me, and he sent me these pictures, and his hair was just, I mean, it was pirate. It was like, you know, just falling out.
Patchy, yeah.
And I said, what has happened? He said, I don't really know. He said, the only thing he did know what happened. He said, I was in the gym. He said, and there's this guy, and he's like, you know, he's on getting on the juice. And I'm like, oh, I want to get on the juice. And he sold me this stuff, and I've been doing it. He said, and it's made my hair fall out.
Right.
He said, right? He said, and I went back to the guy, and I said to the guy, mate, it's making my hair fall out. He said, and the guy looked at me deadpan and went, yeah, I know, just shave it off like I do. Not really that great, right? So he came to us, but then when he stopped using the performance enhancer drugs, his hair never recovered. It recovered a little bit, but it didn't recover fully. So, you know, then Michael Jackson famously lost a chunk of his hair. Michael Jackson.
Yeah, that was in a Pepsi advert when a light bulb fell on his head and set it on fire.
Is that what happened? Right?
Yeah, yeah. He was very, very self-conscious about it afterwards and wore wigs for the rest of his life.
Yeah, man. And when when you look at hair products are very flammable. You know, you see his hair, especially in see, that's one of the other things. Afro-Caribbean, people of Afro-Caribbean descent have a lower success rate than white Europeans because their hair grows curly, okay? the people that suffer the most in the Afro-Caribbean community are women, because of the traditions and the hair weaves and the way they straighten their hair with irons and the chemicals they put on to relax them. They do such bad damage. Like my wife's half Italian, but she tried to dye her hair once and burnt the top of her head. It never really recovered. So what I find is, in my industry, I get a lot of black women come to me with, you know, especially at the front, they'll lose it here, because a lot of black women wear wigs. And you'll be surprised nowadays that wigs are not called wigs. They're called hair systems.
Yeah.
You
look at, like, Elton John wears a hair system. And Elton John's hair system is a complete front and back, you know, two-piece. Because Elton John has got more money than God. He could have the Avengers assemble and do his hair. But he hasn't. Because he has had hair transplants, but they've failed. But he hasn't. He's not a candidate. So it's one of them. So some, and I say, interestingly, going back to what we was talking about at the beginning, about evolution, some guys, their hair, they lose their hair. And we take this and we put it on the top. That's how it works. Okay. And we fashion in the hair to make it look like you've got more than you have. So Pirate had 4,000 whatever, but it looked more because of the way that it's put in. So, you know, what you got to understand is like, you know, if you haven't got it here, we can't put it here. Well, some guys, they haven't got it here. They have literally got no hair. And I say,
I even had beard hair. They took it out from under my chin or on my throat and put that on my crown. And you can feel the difference.
It doesn't style any different, right?
It doesn't style any different, but you can feel, because obviously beard hair is coarser. You know, it's not as soft and has a different shape to it. So you can tell the difference between the beard hair and a normal hair. But like you say, obviously, because I'd made them leave a strip as well, I think they were kind of clutching at straws with how many transplants that they could actually do with me. I did end up having beard hair in it. But yeah, I mean, it thickens it up. Like you say, your
beard's the same colour, right, Pirate, as your hair, so it's a very similar match.
Yeah, you can't tell the difference.
The curtain matches the drapes.
Yeah.
That's all right, then.
So just before we wrap up, the other thing that I wanted to say is, because you mentioned like minoxidil and another chemical earlier.
Finasteride. Propecia.
Yeah. And a lot of the time on like YouTube at the moment, you get a lot of adverts and sponsorships by a company called Keeps. And, you know, there's the old company Rogaine. I'm sure you remember that one. That was minoxidil based. When I started losing my hair, I looked into that. I actually bought a bottle of Rogaine and never ever used it, because a little bit more research on the internet told me that once you start using it, you cannot stop.
Nope.
If you stop, your hair is going to fall out even worse than what it did before.
And Pirate, it can cause hair loss.
Yeah.
So it says on there, it can cause hair loss, and you may lose hair at the start. And it may just cause hair loss.
Yeah.
Because what it does is minoxidil, like Propecia finasteride is a blocker. So it blocks stops the conversion from testosterone to dihydrotestosterone, right?
Yeah.
Whereas minoxidil, you put it on topically, and what it does is it opens up, it's like, it works like Cialis, it opens up the blood ventricles. So it allows more blood supply, because it's all about the blood. There's another quick reason why.
The enzymes in the bulge of the hair follicle, isn't it?
Right, there you go. And there's a reason why the crown doesn't take as well as the front. It's because there's more fat at the front of your head. There's more body support there. So the front will always take. The crown suffers from a blood circulation issue. So some guys, you can put, you know, you keep putting them in and they're just, you know, not all of them. Some of them, sometimes it just doesn't even work. Surgeons call it the black hole. So I find it fascinating. I do hair every day, 7 days a week. I'm obsessed with hair transplants. And that's what we do. Safe for hair transplants for everyone. And it's interesting, but it's been a real pleasure. I'm really grateful that you've had me on, and I'm very thankful that you've given me an opportunity to put something towards, hang on a second, with my best scientific mind on you know, practice over
the glasses
here.
Come on, mate.
The glasses have come on. So, yeah, so for me to give my little, you know, 2 cents in and for you to ask my opinion, I'm very grateful and I'm very honoured. Thank you very much.
That's not a problem at all, Mike. And we're not going to do a paranormality scale today. I don't think hair loss is paranormal. It is weird. I do think it's weird. But as we've discussed, it's probably essential to social structures and that sort of thing. If you are listening to this and you are affected by hair loss, as we've said, minoxidil and chemical treatments are not your best solution, although it may feel like that it's your best solution at the moment if you're a little short of money, because you might look at like Mike's company and think, well, how am I going to raise $2,500 for a hair transplant? And that's cheap for a hair transplant, by the way, people. It would have cost me 4 times that to get it done. The Belgravia Centre or wherever. Did I just advertise someone else? Sorry. If you go to Mike, my personal experience was it was in the region of £2,000. I'm not sure if it was if the inflation has put it up slightly.
£2,595 is our all-inclusive package, and what we've done, Pirate, is we've put in needle-free pre-anesthesia because that's a lot of places. Well, what happened is a lot of places in the UK will go hair transplants £199 plus arrangement fee of £200 plus needle-free pre-anesthesia £250 plus PRP £250 plus sapphire blades £250 plus. Do you want some products? Do you want aftercare?
Yeah.
So our package comes with everything. Everything you need is the most comfortable way to have it done. We put you up in a beautiful 5-star hotel. Everything's VIP. You're the only guy to be getting a hair transplant at that time. There's nobody, you know, all the focus is on you. We do a maximum of 2 patients a day. We can do 1 in the morning and 1 in the afternoon very comfortably. So there's no time. We've got no time limit. You come, you're a super VIP. 2595 gets you absolutely everything. But we also, just to quickly put in, Pirate, finasteride, if you've got continued hair loss, it is recommended that you do look at taking. See, finasteride and minoxidil might not just be that you're never going to regrow a new fringe.
No.
Okay? Only a hair transplant's going to put that back. But if you want to keep your existing hair and you've got aggressive hair loss, then you have to look at these medications going forward very, very seriously. But like I said, it's very interesting and I'm very grateful that you have me on. Thank you.
Yeah, no worries. Thank you. And I think the only one that I was recommended was biotin for the aftercare, which I did use a little bit, but I wasn't particularly careful about it, to be honest. And my hair transplant took without any of the like aftercare drugs and stuff like that. So, but as I was going to say, is you may think that $2,595,
baby.
That's the price at the moment, 2024, $2,595. You might think that's expensive. But if you start using Rogaine or Keeps or any of these other minoxidil-based products, you are going to spend that over the next 10 years at the end of the day. Let's face it.
How badly do you want hair, man? How much hair do you want? Like I said, all the time we get guys coming to us and I get a lot of celebrities coming to us. We've done Sam Thompson from Made in Chelsea. He won the I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. We've done his hair.
Oh, nice.
We've done, yeah.
Ricky Best Son when I was
there. Callum Best hair, we've done his hair. We've done Ricky Whittle, who's just done Land of Bad. It's on Amazon. I think it's number 4 on Amazon Prime movies. Paulie Malignaggi, 2-time world champion boxer. Kira Lee.
Now you're just name dropping, mate.
I just named I don't want to go on. But yeah, it's not just for the famous. It's not just for the rich. It's for the everyman. And my company been doing it for nearly 10 years now. And my motto has always been safe, affordable hair transplants for everyone. And if you have a hair transplant with GMH, we look after you.
And it's nice. Magic. It's magic. It's the best 5-star treatment that I recommend it. I really do.
Cool. I like it.
So, Josh, if you ever lose your beard, you know where to go.
Never going to happen. Never going to happen.
Could happen in a tragic accident.
Give you a nice monobrow, Josh, no?
No, I know.
Carried any things up, you could be, no.
Do you know?
Some crazy eyebrows, man.
The funny thing is, I'm a hairy person, but I'm not overly hairy apart from my face and head.
Like, no, that's true, actually.
Like, my chest is here, but it's not particularly hairy and things like that. So I don't know. I'm in between. But, yeah.
I don't think you'll ever need it anyway.
How old are you, Josh, quickly?
I'm 34 years young.
Gosh, you look. I can see the plastic wrapper still on you. You do look.
Yeah. But if I ever did need a hair transplant, I would go to getmorehair.com.
Thank you. And I'd certainly look after you. Like I said, the key thing is this. I like to say, you know, if you're thinking about having it done or if your mate's had it done, don't take the mickey. You know, we all go on, like we're all, you know, you've got to be considerate to other people's feelings. I'm not into these super giant lips and all this weird facial sort of, but do you know what? They're very happy. They love it. They enjoy it. And I'm happy for them. So if your power's air transplant, please support them. Don't take the mickey. And, you know, if you lose your teeth, get your teeth done as well.
Yeah, solid absolutely. Advice there. Solid advice.
Absolutely. Right. Well, thank you very much, Mike, for coming on. I hope that we this episode forwards some custom your way. I'm sure that for our audience, there's bound to be plenty of like middle-aged men that are losing their hair that are going to find this useful advice. I don't think there's many podcasts out there that are offering this kind of advice. That's one of the reasons why I wanted to do this one today, other than that it's just weird. So, thank you again for coming on. And if anybody is interested, we are actually having another little chat with Mike. It will be on the Patreon page, so it will be Patreon exclusive for those
good one,
people.
Though.
It is a damn good one. So if you fancy listening to that, it costs you less than a Starbucks. Hmm. And here's the thing. If you're listening to this while you're in a queue at Starbucks waiting to get your coffee, right, turn around, walk out, and just give it to us. All right, because we may not wake you up in the morning quite the way the Starbucks does, but we are going to pay tax on it.
Oh, definitely. And just to give him a quick, I'm a Romany gypsy. I come from a gypsy background, very superstitious, very, you know, look at what Tyson Fury did to Deontay Wilder. He still believes in gypsy magic.
Mm.
Got a few tales. I've had a few paranormal experiences as well. Got some interesting stories I'd like some answers to, and I'm hoping you guys can answer them. So
yeah, if you like that, tune in on Patreon. It'll be released the same time as this episode. Until then, I'm Pirate.
I'm Josh.
And I'm Mickey Blue Eyes.
Until next time, this has been Paranormality UK. Ta-ta.
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 When the energy is high and the music is right, pushing past your limits becomes that much easier. Take a reggaeton run or strength class on the Peloton tread, and you'll quickly see why these are the workouts you've been searching for. Every day brings new challenges from expert coaches who train and speak the same language as you do. Level up your workouts with Peloton Tread. Find your push, find your power. Peloton. Visit onepeloton.com.
Hey guys, have you heard of Goldbelly? It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic famous foods from restaurants across the country, anywhere, nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. They ship Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. So if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT.
This is a PSA, or public sock announcement. Experts have declared Bombas socks as the best way to warm up chilly feet. These pairs are super cushy, soft, and designed for maximum coziness. Plus, for every pair purchased, another pair will be donated, so someone in need of essential clothing can stay warm this winter. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST at checkout.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.